Learning the laws of Shabbos. We are in Simon Reish Ayin Beis. We're going to learn Sif Tes. Let's discuss a little bit. When it comes to Kiddush, in the event that a person does not have wine, what can be used? So we have discussed before that on Friday night, one could use bread. In fact, that's what one should use in the event that one does not have wine. However, on Shabbos day, as we're going to discuss, in the event that a person does not have wine, then one can use what's called a Chamar Medina. What does Chamar Medina mean? So it's brought down in the Sefer, the Radiance of Shabbos. Chamar Medina is defined as a beverage one might serve to a guest to whom one wishes to show respect, and not merely for the purpose of quenching his thirst. And this may vary from country to country. And he uses a footnote in the Shalos Teshuvos Igros Moshe for him to be able to get to this definition. Well, with that said, let's at least begin the Sif Tes, which discusses a little bit about this Chamar Medina. The Chamar says, "B'machim she'ein yayin matzui." A person who does not have wine, yesh omrim shemekanchin al shechar ushar mashkin. Certainly, when it comes to beer, clearly that's not an issue. That certainly is considered to be a Chamar Medina. Ushar mashkin, other drinks as well are accepted. And the only thing that's not brought down that is allowed to be used is chutz min hamayim. Water is the exception. One could not make kiddush on water because clearly, as we just saw the definition, the purpose of water is to quench one's thirst. Otherwise, it doesn't have any benefit whatsoever. And we'll discuss in a moment, other than beer, liquor, whiskey, brandy, and things of that nature, which also everyone will be of the opinion is Chamar Medina, and certainly one could make Kiddush on. We'll get to that shortly. It says, V'yesh Omrim, the Mechaber says that there are actually those that say, Shein Mekachin, that one should not use a Chamar Medina ever when it comes to Kiddush. However, L'Harosh, we hold like the opinion of Rabbeinu Asher. The Rosh says that it depends. B'layla lo yikadish al hashechar, El al pas. Better if you do not have anything, you do not have wine, so then you should make kiddush on Friday night on the bread. We discuss how that's done. Vaboker yoser tov kaddish al hashechar. When it comes to the morning, one should not make kiddush on bread. Rather, one should make kiddush on shechar, on beer, or something else which is comparable to it, which falls under the category of Chamar Medina, as we discussed. When it comes to Shabbos day, which is called Kiddush Rabbah, which is Lashon Saginar, is a euphemism, is because the truth is it's very short Kiddush. The only thing that one does say to fulfill the obligation of Kiddush is Brei Pri Hagafen. So therefore, if a person would make the bracha instead, Hamotzi Lechem Min Haaretz, you have to wash anyway, you have to eat bread anyway Shabbos day for lunch, and therefore it's not recognizable that you made Kiddush at all. And therefore, that's the reason why one does not make Kiddush ever on bread on Shabbos day. That's why Shabbos day, certainly a Chamar Medina is preferable, is that which is told one could be used on Shabbos day. And then he says, in the Ramah tells us, V'chein haminhag pashut, it's logical that this is the custom, kedivri harash. Now we hold like this opinion, that when it comes to Shabbos day, there is a concept of Chamar Medina, that one could make kiddush on things other than on wine. Now the Mishnah Berurah does point out over here, that even though the Mechaber does say the only thing which is not Chamar Medina is water, he says as follows, V'cholav v'shemen, when it comes to milk and oil, ein b'chlal zeh, this also does not fall under the category, d'ha'enu Chamar Medina, v'ein ragil n'shtoso l'mashke. A person does not consider this as a drink unto itself of chashivos, something which is shows respect. The person's not going to give a tall glass of milk or oil. That's not something which is considered to be a Chamar Medina, at least according to the opinion of the Mishnah Berurah. Now the question is, how about other drinks? So the Piskei Teshuvos discusses when it comes to apple juice, as well as coffee and tea, whether or not a person can make kiddush on a cup of coffee, which sounds like a nice thing to do on Shabbos morning. Is one able to make kiddush on that? So you can imagine, probably a machlokas. Tea with coffee, umitz tavoi shel tepuchim. When it comes to coffee, tea, which we're going to discuss a little bit more, maybe there's more stringencies depending on what's in your coffee or tea. when it comes to apple juice, yesh matirin l'kaddish b'hen. The Aruch HaShulchan says you could make kiddush on a cup of coffee, a cup of tea, on apple juice. Shibachlal chamer medinahu. It's something which is a prominent drink. You give a nice cup of tea. People do drink coffee, at a wedding, at a Shabbos table. V'yesh Ostrin, he quotes, among others, the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, that you cannot make kiddush on tea, coffee, or apple juice. Shem b'chlal cholav v'shemen she'asur Mishnah Berurah. He says that's comparable to the milk and the oil, which the Mishnah Berurah said, that is not chamer medina, no kiddush on that. V'en l'hati el b'shasat chak, if you don't have wine, you don't have bread, you don't have anything, you don't have beer, you don't have whiskey, all you have is a couple of apple juice, so in that case, maybe we can be lenient and allow you to make kiddush on it because they have nothing else to do, nothing else, you might as well make kiddush because there is at least a shita, there is opinion that of the Aruch HaShulchan that allows it. Now, going back to coffee and tea.
He mentions pas, why does he mention pas or bread over there?
That what?
I
guess they're talking about by Shabbos that Friday night
you
should.
Talking about Shabbos morning, right?
He's just quoting the words of the Mishnah Berurah about what is a chamer medina, what's not a chamer medina. You're right, bread is not really a chamer medina, so it's kind of.
But
I hear what you're saying. I'm not sure why it's brought down here in the Piskei Tshuvos that. But nonetheless, that is the leniency if there's nothing else. Means you have nothing else, then it's acceptable. Fine. So if on the bottom he discusses coffee and tea, he says, quoting various poskim, she'av shematirin, even let's say the Aruch HaShulchan that does allow tea and coffee, hainu rak kishem im cholav sukar. It can't just have a black cup of coffee. That you can't make kiddush on. But you have a little bit of sugar, maybe a little sweet and low, whatever you put into it, and a little bit of milk or creamer, that will make the coffee a little bit of have more chashivas. Im him blue sukar or cholav lo mahani af diavad v'sarach lachsel kaddish. If you make kiddush on a black cup of coffee, then he says that's not acceptable. Amnum mishar poskim mash mishasi im sukar sag v'insarach gam cholav. So some people like their coffee black. So the fact that you don't put in milk doesn't mean it's an issue. So therefore, he says that even if there's no milk, there are some people that are lenient and say it's not a problem. It's still called chamer medina because that's how some people prefer it. The chin big coffee le'elah haragil mishtoso bli chalav mutter gam biladav. So again, he says probably the way it looks is for those that are lenient and considers coffee and tea a chamer medina, it's not always necessary to have the sugar and the milk because it depends really on one's preference if that's something which a person typically drinks. We're going to discuss next time when it comes to whiskey and brandy. As we discussed before, it's necessary to have a minimal measurement. You have to have a moly lugma. You have to drink the minimal amount of a cheekful, which is, as we said, according to Rav Moshe Feinstein, is the majority of 3.3 or 1.67 ounces. 1.7 ounces, which may be a lot of alcohol. The requirement of a revius, whether that's also required when it comes to a cup of a shot of whiskey, is it necessary to actually have a large kos, as we do with wine? That's going to be something which we'll discuss next time. I just want to conclude by reading one paragraph over here, again going back to the radiance of Shabbos, and we'll stop. He says, as we've said, note, the following beverages are considered chamer medina only according to some authorities. Therefore, when using chamer medina, one should preferably use beer or whiskey. These are listed in random and not in order of preference. Milk, orange juice, which we didn't discuss elsewhere, apple juice, soda, tea, coffee. So when it comes to all these different things, he says when using hot coffee or tea, one must make sure to drink a moly lugmav, the minimal amount, within the same amount of time in which wine must be consumed for the kiddush or havdal, which we said is between 2 and 9 minutes.